I believe in the playground. Oh, it's my favorite place in the whole wild world. But 2 yesterdays ago, a bad thing happened when we was playing there. Some big boys took my brother's Binky and buried it in a sandbox.
Binky Popeye!
They made my brother cry. So I said, Dilly, this is a job for the Bob Father.
You come to me on the day of this wedding and ask me to take care of the boys who made your brother cry?
No. Dill just wants a new Binky.
That's it! A Binky? I don't get to squeeze no one's head or pull no one's hair?
No.
Binky, please.
Dumb baby, can't even make a good wish. All right, kiss my ring.
Ew! Go send the next one in and tell him to bring a sponge.
To look at your feet when your dad did.
But I got to, Susie. They just keep getting all tangly up. Woo-hoo!
Faster, Phillip. We got to get to the peepers on top.
I got dibs on the feet.
Phil, Bob Father wants to see you now.
I can't believe Angelica saw that movie last night.
I can't mother and merger at the same time. Besides, she only saw a scene or two. It couldn't have made an impression.
Bob Father, we found a dish in our crib.
Well, that's what you get for wiping your boogers on Cynthia.
So that's where I left him.
And now, let's give a warm round of applause to our number one newlyweds out of this week's top 10 married couples. Mr. and Mrs. Lou and Lulu Pickle.
Come on, Lulu. Let's show these whippersnappers how it's done.
I didn't get these plastic hips for a muffin.
So, Chef, buddy, you think you'll ever tie the knot again? Because I got a cousin who's looking. Big bones, broad shoulders. Woo! And she can eat her weight in cheese in one sitting.
Thanks, Betty. But cheese gives me hives. So does dating. Boy, Lulu sure can boogie.
You're like family to me, Finster. Name your wish.
Gosh, Bob Father, I don't know what to wish for.
Just pick something already. I don't mean your nose.
Come on, Chucky. Grandpa Lou's throwing the gardener.
I'll take that Binky.
Here you go, Dilly. It fell off a truck.
See, Dilly, you got your wish.
I'm really happy for you, Pop.
Yeah, Lulu's a great lady.
Yeah, she's a keeper. Of course, no one will ever replace your mother. It's her love in here that helped this old geezer love again.
All right, folks. Now it's time for a special dance for all the kids and their moms.
Mommy just loves dancing with her handsome boys. When you love, you're not.
Right, Angelica. I think I know. I know what I want to wish for now. I'd kind of like to have a new Bobby.
Sorry, Finster. That game's over.
Besides, I'm wanted on the dance floor.
But that's my wish.
getting late, Chucky. What do you say we head home? Doing up? Oh, I was just looking through some of our old things. Remember your Wawa? Your mommy made it for you. Oh, Chucky, your mom was an amazing woman. I'll bet she's in heaven right now looking down on us. Oh, I've been missing her so much, Chucky. You know? Maybe we could use a mommy's touch around here. A little guy?
You gotta love the internet, Chaz. Behold the future of dating.
What are they doing?
My daddy's helping your daddy catch some dates in the net.
What are dates?
Big raisins and make you poop.
What is it with you babies and poop?
Gosh, where do you want us to start, Angelica?
Wow! My own webpage! Chaz Finster, bureaucrat, bachelor. Are you sure this is gonna work?
Would I do you wrong, Chaz? Look, you already have 12 dates.
Wow! That's triple my lifetime record! Look at this one! She loves sunsets, long walks on sandy beaches, and is not allowed in the state of Kentucky. I don't know about this, Stu.
Let me put it to you this way. Dates is for people like Mr. Chucky's dad who don't got no wife.
But why does Chucky's daddy need a wife?
No, what I have to put up with. Because if his daddy gets a new wife, then that means Chucky gets a new mommy.
I'm really gonna get my wish.
Yeah, so long as you stay in my good flavor.
I didn't know she had a good flavor.
Guys, I'm gonna get some mommy. And I bet she's gonna be clean and cuddly and nice.
Sounds great, Chucky. I hope she's not too clean.
What are you waiting for? Get off your derrière and get the show on the road. Put sweet.
I love the sound of panic scurrying feet in the morning.
Don't you, Jean-Claude?
It moves me deeply, madame.
That wreck has a new sense. He's a thorn in our side.
The way things are going, our village will be free.
Nincompoop inventor here within 24 hours, or another head will roll.
I'll take care of it personally.
Kira! Madame Lebouche wants her pickles. Now!
This is Kira Watanabe from Yoro Reptar. I'm sorry to call so late, but the reptile that you designed has broken down, and my boss is having a fit.
Reptar's a hit? That's great.
We need you to come to Paris on the next flight.
Paris. Oh, yeah.
A city of lights.
Madame kindly recommends that you...
come with my family and friends? Okie dokie. Yeah. Hey, Deed. We're going to France.
No, Skew, I'm too tired to dance.
France?
I'm going to France and you're not. I already learned how to partially boof Francie, which for your information means speak French.
Mais j'ai mal aux oreilles pour les Français qui vont t'entendre. Au revoir.
No one likes a show up, Susie.
And now, babies, there we go.
Get those stuffy legs moving. Now time to pick your nose.
We've got stuff to do. Let's take Spike Joe.
We're on our way to France. Don't forget our other friends.
We're heading now, babies, we're on our way.
Here we go on the big excited trip.
We're heading up, 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 up.
Hang on to your diapers.
Don't lose your grip.
Get moving, babies. I hope we're all back.
We don't know when we're gonna get back.
No time to worry about getting stinky.
I also remember to pack your binky.
We're taking off.
Whee!
We're on our way to France, buddy.
How the heck do you work this thing?
I don't know. I think I'm gonna scream.
Guess Robo Snail thought he could fly.
Wow! Press a button, get a mommy!
I never saw a mommy button before.
Let's see what kind of mommy your button got for your chickie.
Hey, I want to press the button, Lillian!
You want the button, Philip?
You can't handle the button!
Oh, look. A toy that was already broken. Unfortunately, the union forbids me from picking it up. That's a job for your mommy.
Somebody got up on the wrong side of the bread.
Let's try again.
No, let's not, Lillian. I'll just wait for the Bobfather to bring her. Whatever that is.
Let's go ask her, Chucky. She just sneaked behind that curtain over there.
Hey, what's the big idea?
Hi, Angelica.
Oh, for feet's sake. Can't you see this is the no dumb baby section?
Sorry, Angelica. But Chucky was kind of wondering when his new mommy was coming.
I'm, working on it, and I almost had a good one, but then I got so hungry I just had to sit down.
Maybe you need a nap.
Or cookies.
Or cookies.
And ice cream.
And ice cream?
Which happens to be in that kitchen up there.
Be right back. Come on, you guys. Where are they going? There's lots of neat stuff down here, Philip. Like a hairy toothbrush, a potato chip.
Hey, somebody must have lost their lunch.
Come on, sweetie. Time to get changed.
I want a mom that will last forever. I want a mom to make it all better. I want a mom.
to take my hand and make me feel like a holiday. A mom to tuck me in at night and chase the monsters away. I want a mom to read me stories and sing a lullaby. And if I have a bad dream, to hold me when I cry. Oh, I want a mom that will last forever. I want a mom to make it all better. I want a mom that will last forever. I want a mom that will love me whatever, forever.
Hey, no one else is being picked up by a guy in a reptar suit.
I was just thinking the same thing.
Welcome to Paris. I've been asked to take you directly to Euro Reptar Land.
Out of my way, babies! The prettiest, smartest, bestest girl gets the front seat!
So why is she in such a hurry?
Her tummy's all bubbly.
Don't worry, though. I got your baggie. Reptar's house! Pokio sure looks a different on TP, huh?
Pokio? Don't you know nothing? This is Paris! You babies are as dumb here as you are at home.
Oui, oui.
Except him. He's speaking French already.
Welcome to Euro Reptar.
Yay! Paris!
Et voilà, our Parisian pied-à-terre.
Rich and posh digs.
The beds are quite comfortable.
Yeah? Incoming!
And so is the floor.
Ah! It's the most beautiful party I ever seen.
I'm a diaper man myself.
Wow!
A potty that squirts you back!
I don't know, you guys. I squirt myself enough already.
We're off to the boutiques.
Okay, it's time to meet Ms. LaBouche, the woman who made all this possible. Shall we? Well, Chaz, it looks like you, me, and the kids.
Oui, bon ami.
The party was nice, the party was popping. And everybody had been up until the fellas started in calling. And the girls respond to the call. I have a poor white shot on.
Who let the dogs out?
Seems kind of odd to have a Japanese theme park in the middle of Paris.
It's a new century. Just go with le flow. Oh, wow.
Oh.
Hey.
Bonjour. Welcome to Euro Reptar. And one of you must be Mr. Pickles.
That would be moi. And this is my good friend Charles Finster.
And this is my son, Chucky.
Hi, Chucky. Oh, I like your bear. What sweet children. Is this your first time in Paris?
Well, France, yes. But see, I've been to Paris, Texas, a number of times.
the Bob Father had anything to do with this.
Come on, Chucky. It's a wadey pool.
They look hungry.
Must be lunchtime.
Where did those filthy little bookends come from? Oh, what have you done to my priceless collection of cold fish?
I told you to get the piranha.
Jean-Claude, call the dog catcher! The exterminator, do something!
Oui, madame. Kiran!
Come along, children. Madame, Mr. Pickles is here.
Oh, good. Send in the clown. So, if it isn't a brilliant designer.
Well, I wouldn't say brilliant.
Neither would I.
Why don't we take the babies to see the princess parade while they get better acquainted?
Oh, the kids would love that.
See this face? I never want to make this face again! Now get to work.
I'll have it working in no time. Mechanical expertise is my middle name.
Then your first name should be I Have Not.
Sorry to interrupt your episode, but it's the boss on the phone.
Oh, Monsieur Yamaguchi, so nice to see you.
As you know, I'm stepping down as president of Yamaguchi Industries, and I've begun a search for my replacement.
Splendid. I accept.
You are one of the many under consideration.
But I have made millions for this company.
The candidate should not be concerned only with money. They must understand what it means to bring joy to children. In fact, they themselves must have the heart of a child.
I must have one in a jar somewhere. In fact, I'm engaged to a wonderful man with a baby thing all his own.
Congratulations, madame. I look forward to attending the wedding and seeing you with your new family. We'll discuss the promotion then. Goodbye. What now, Pinocchio?
Years of clawing my way to the top gone to waste. Why am I not some child's tender mother? Why? Why? Why?
Because you hate children and men find you to be a heartless shrew?
There has to be a spineless little man with a brat of his own somewhere out there.
Bonjour.
My chocolates are in her little American stomach. Chocolate, get them back.
Open wide. Say ah.
No, wait.
You have 5 seconds to come up with a reason why I should not lock you up forever and ever.
Because I can stick 5 raisins up my nose and I can sing real good and forever and ever is a really long time.
Tick tock.
And I know where you can find a spiny little man with a brat of his own.
I think I just made a friend.
Wow! Isn't this neat, Chucky?
I don't know. There's something kind of weird about a guy in a ponytail and a dress.
Golly, Kira. You're a natural.
Well, I have a beautiful little girl to thank for that. Kimmy, she's almost 2.
So's my Chucky. I mean, not a girl, I mean, but... well, you know.
Oh, look! The princess is coming. Once upon a time, there was a mighty dinosaur named Reptar. Everyone ran away from him, except the beautiful princess. She was not afraid because she could see that Reptar was not vicious. He was lonely and unhappy. So she promised to take care of him and keep him safe and loved forever and ever.
Forever and ever.
My mommy says make the shine.
Ducky's dad is so desperate, he'll marry the first lady that plops the question.
Excellent. Now run along before you give me lice.
Hey, what do I get out of this deal?
Why should I give you anything?
Gee, I don't know. Because I could accidentally tell someone why you want to marry Mr. Chucky's dad.
An extra scoop for cunning.
Tell Auntie Coco what you desire.
Let's see. Not much. Just my own float in the Reptarland Parade with matching ponies, and my own fashion show, and to be the flower girl at your wedding.
And who said Americans are greedy? I will take care of it, Angelique. Jean-Claude, find out where our guests are dining tonight. Love is on the menu.
This place got the biggest babies I ever saw.
That's gotta be one stinky diaper.
When I came to France, I had dreams of bouillabaisse, crepe Suzette, chicken cordon bleu.
Yeah. Well, I had dreams of eating with a fork. Now pass the squid brains.
It's karaoke time!
Well, don't rain me!
Toot toot! Beep beep! Toot toot! Beep beep! Bad girl! Talking about the sad girl!
Hey, baby!
Oh, glad girl! Talking about bad girl!
Magic sprinkles in my hand. I know she was the one.
You mean you want the princess to be your new mommy?
Yep. She's everything I've been wishing for. She's real nice. She loves her Reptar. And best of all, we could live happily forever after.
Duet! What a surprise!
Everyone, this is Madame Labouche.
Mademoiselle. And who's this devastatingly handsome red-haired man you are trying to hide from me?
That's my good friend, Chaz Finster.
No!
Enchanté.
Bonsoir, mademoiselle.
Oh, call me Coco. And that adorable misproportioned dragomorphin must be your son.
Madame Labouche! Madame Labouche!
Oh, hi, Kira.
What?
I'm sorry to interrupt, madame, but these need your signature.
Can you join us for dinner?
Why, I...
Oh, you're much too busy, Kira.
Oh, that's too bad. Oh, that must be Kimmy.
Who?
My daughter.
Ah, of course.
So, Kimmy, do you and your mommy and daddy live in Reptar Land?
Not exactly. It's just me and my mommy, and we live in Paris. But I get to come here all the time.
Kimmy, you met the princess?
Sure, lots of times. She lives up there in that castle on that volcano and comes out between explosions.
Now we know where to find your new princess, Mom Chucky. Chucky? Sorry, I stopped to listen in after explosions.
Hey, do you think Kimmy would like to come to the park with me and the kids tomorrow?
Oh, what a coincidence. I plan to spend the day with her there myself.
But, madame, you never...
Tire of taking care of your daughter. So, it's a date. It'll just be you and me and that adorable swarm of infants.
snail.
I think I'm in love. Hi, Ruby.
Why didn't you people just follow my design? I use paper clips and rubber bands for a reason.
I'd love their fries and everything, but this is advanced robotics.
It looks pretty complicated.
Actually, it's not. You just put on the gear, and anything you do, Reptar does. It's so simple, a child could work it. Right, champ?
Sorry!
Did I say child? I meant young adult.
Bonjour, everyone! Ready to go, mon chéri?
Let me just get Dilly settled.
And how is this precious gherkin today? Now you're just a lawsuit waiting to happen, aren't you? Mon chéri, I could listen to your fascinating health history all day.
Then I'll tell you all about my poor sinus drainage when I get back from the little boy's room. Would you mind holding Dill?
Of course not.
This should be good.
So, we meet again. Oh, delightful. Here, they are staring at me, and this child is leaking from the mouth. What do I do?
Just smile and be nice.
Hello. You are not horrible.
No! Let's go! Do you know how much I pay for these gifts?
I don't think Jill likes that lady too much, you guys.
Stop it, you dripping urchin!
I don't think she likes Jill too much either.
She's not a very nice lady. She's too pointy.
Kira, he's crying. What do I do now?
Comfort him. Gently bounce him up and down.
Ah, according to Lipschitz, Dilly just gave you a gift.
Why wouldn't he? After all, children, they are my life.
Oh, I have that poem taped to the refrigerator.
Pardon?
Children are my life. It is a classic.
Dappled laughter, padded feet.
Joy and wonder, heaven's treat. It is one of my favorites.
Oh, joy and wonder, heaven's treat. It's one of my favorites.
Oh, dear. They're getting fussy.
Why don't you take him to Ooey Gooey World?
Ooey Gooey World?
Ooey Gooey World! What a great idea!
Behind the couch is a land of smudge, a home to rappers, toys and fudge, gummy bears, balls of hair.
Kira, remind me to eliminate whoever wrote this hideous song.
Look! No hands! Woo-hoo!
It's so soft and squishy-ful.
That's good stuff. Let's stack up.
And exactly how am I supposed to find the princess with my glasses all googled up?
Thanks, I guess.
Look, the castle! Let's go see that princess, Chucky! You guys, they said to keep your hands and feet inside at all times.
That didn't stop her.
Come on! I'll show you the shortcut. Gimme! No! You guys! What are you waiting for?
Great, another Tommy!
What?
Madame, the babies are gone!
Finally.
Oh, no, wait! Get them back before Wheezy finds out!
Security, we have an emergency situation!
Allons-y, c'est moi, Wheezy!
Let's get it started, get it started, get it
this your cup, I am entombed.
Tiens the air!
There's the princess!
Isn't he beauty fun?
Get her, Chucky. She's right inside.
You're right, Tommy. I'm gonna do it.
What if she doesn't like me?
Go ahead, Chucky. You'll never know unless you try. Go ahead, Chucky.
Yep, you too, baby.
The babies have been apprehended. We're on our way back to who we go we were.
At least we didn't have to walk back.
Oh, look, mon chéri. Oh, I think he likes me.
We're both lactose intolerant, love kids, and she finds bureaucrats fascinating.
Who doesn't, you babe magnet?
Well, just be careful, Charles. I wouldn't want you to rush into anything.
I won't. Don't worry. First, I have to see how Coco and my little Chucky get along. He and I are a team, you know.
Tommy.
Yeah, Chucky?
Do you think that someone like me could ever learn to be brave like you, my daddy and Reptar?
Sure.
But how, Tommy?
Well, maybe you could try thinking of something else next time you feel as scared.
I tried that once, but I just thought of something scarier.
Why don't you try thinking about stuff that makes you feel good?
You mean like my Reptar nightlight, or my happy hippo blankie, or my favorite this moon rock? Or a new mommy? Next time I see the princess, I'm gonna be brave.
Sweet dreams, Chucky. What's this? A gold inhaler? Gee, most hotels just leave mints. Chad, you take my breath away? Forever yours, Coco. Chad.
Sliding to the rescue.
Yeah, right.
And if your rickshaw's been attacked by a samurai pack,
he'll break up the party.
If he's not on the party,
You don't have to worry, he's got fists of fury. His masterful karate kicks turns dragon into chopsticks.
Here comes Chuck E. Chair.
Here comes Chuck E. Chair.
He's always ready when there's danger at hand. Here comes Chuck E. Chair.
Here comes Chuck E. Chair.
Martial arts expert of Reptile Land.
Chuck E.
Chan. He makes bad guys say they're sorry with the side of his hand.
Oh!
Here comes Chuck E. Chan.
Here comes Chuck E. Chan.
Martial arts expert of Reptile Land. Oh, Chuck E.
Chuck E., you got to get ready.
Angelica says we're going to get to see the princess in a show with Reptar.
This could be your chance.
I'm going to meet the princess?
Yep.
I'm going to meet the princess.
Gee, Tommy, maybe I should dig her a present. Something real nice so she knows how much I want her to be my mommy. You want a princess to be your mom? But what about Coco?
Who?
Mr. Chucky's dad's girlfriend, the Reptar Land lady.
That lady's not the Princess Angelica.
Yeah, I'm gonna get the real princess for my mommy.
Listen up, babies. I'm supposed to ride in my own parade on a float with lots of pink carnations and ponies, and you better not mess it up for me.
I know somebody who needs a nap.
Viens ici, viens ici.
Chérie, chérie, oui, c'est ça. Bon appétit, petit chien.
A burger.
Bonjour, mes amis. Let me show you to your seats.
Thank you for the inhaler, Coco. Whenever I wheeze, I'll think of you.
Who said Americans are not romantic? How is Coco's favorite boy?
Oh, he must be excited about the show.
Ugh, eating this goo is making my tummy bubbly.
I thought he could only do that in the bathtub.
Hi, Mr. Chucky's dad's girlfriend. How's my float coming along?
Fabulous, we're just waiting for the matching ponies.
And I still get the float if Mr. Chucky's dad marries a princess instead of you, right?
What? Why do you ask?
Cause, the Finster kid is planning on getting a princess for a mom. And let's face it, lady, you're no princess.
Not a princess? If the tiara fits, wear it.
Ooh, I smell trouble.
Beautiful.
He's no ordinary monster. He's a lizard with a heart of gold. Don't believe the lies you've been told. He's a fire-breathing child to me. I see sweetness when I look into those large yellow eyes. He's got a sensitive stare, one that can hypnotize. He may be rough on the outside, but inside,
I hate when they sing.
He's the kindest monster I've ever met. And
see how nice his head stays on.
You're not wild. Reptar, I'll protect you.
I'll be there for you.
Wow. Reptile. He's sharing Wawa.
Forever and a day.
Madame Labrouche?
Isn't she talented? Oh, gosh, you guys. I think Chucky and I are both in love.
Say Brie.
Brie.
Merci.
Let me check my list to make sure we have it.
Well done. Watch the dress, watch the dress.
Charles, I'm delighted that you've met someone special here in Paris. But don't you think you're rushing things? Marriage is a big step.
Why wait, Dee? They're two crazy kids in love.
Dumb, dumb. My tummy's not been this happy in forever.
Hey, looks like it's time for dessert.
Got us something good, Dilly.
Sure is gonna be great having my princess mommy, isn't it?
Of course it is, Chucky.
Then how come I don't feel so good?
Well, maybe this thing is too tight.
Do you see those sticky fingers? Jam-covered mouths? You dear little faces! Disinfect them! Ah, what are you doing with that mangy thing? Give me that! How dare you defy me!
You babies are in trouble now!
You are going to be mine! You will do things my way! Claude, take those ratchet dust mops away. I will not have them ruining my wedding day.
Looks like you dumb babies will be missing the wedding.
And don't forget the big mouth, too.
My pleasure, madame.
Keep your hands off me, you big bully! What do you think you're doing? I'm a flower girl!
I feel your pain, mademoiselle. Unfortunately, you just got the boot.
But what about my fluff? And the matching pony!
Madame!
Madame La Bouche!
Burn this hideous moth-eaten plaything. I never want to see it again. To Notre Dame and move it.
Madame La Bouche, you cannot go through with this. It's obvious you don't really love Chaz or Chucky.
Which is which again?
I can no longer stand by and watch you destroy their lives. I'm going to tell Chaz the truth, and there's not a thing you can do to stop me.
Except throw you out on the curb. Au revoir. Looks like our little mouse is up for the chase. Step on it.
I'm sorry, guys. If I didn't want the Princess Mommy so bad, we wouldn't be in this terrible place.
It's not so terrible. I mean, at least we got Sir Reptar to keep us company.
Well, I decided I don't want a Princess Mommy no more. I don't need the magic and sparkly dust. All I want is a real mommy like you guys got. I want a mommy who smiles and talks nice to me and tucks me in at night and tells me stories and who loves me.
Oh, come on, Fister. Don't cry.
I can't help it, Angelica. I feel bad. My daddy's marrying a lady who doesn't like me or my Wawa or my friends.
Actually, Fister, it's sort of my fault.
What do you mean, Angelica?
Well, let's see. Where do I start? It's like this. Mr. Yamahuchi was on TV, and he told the French lady, you can't have joy if you don't got a heart. Well, she had one in a jar, but she still needed a spiny man with a kid, so I told her how you wanted a princess mom, and she was supposed to give me my own pony float, but she made the whole thing up!
I helped that lady trick your daddy into marrying her!
You did, but...
Bad, Yucky! Bad! Now pipe down, Drooly!
Gilly's right! That's one of the worstest things you've ever done, Angelica!
I know it was bad, even for me. But sometimes I just can't help myself. I'm sorry, Chucky.
Guys, I can't let that lady marry my daddy! Like you always say, Tommy, a baby's gonna do what a baby's gonna do. And we've got to stop that wedding.
How are you gonna do that, Chucky?
Actually, I was hoping that you had an idea, Tommy.
Finally, we get to see an authentic Parisian landmark, Notre Dame.
Yeah, seen one church, you've seen them all. Wake me if you spot a hunchback.
I wonder where Jean-Claude is with the kids. I can't start without my little guy.
What do you think you're doing?
Oh, I'm just, practicing tying shoes.
Children are so easily amused. Sacre bleu!
Thank you for flying Air Angelica.
See, Chucky? I told you we could do it.
Yeah, if we could just find the door.
There's one.
Tommy, you're forgetting Angelica!
So
say that like it's a bad thing.
Chucky, we got to go back.
I don't know if I can, Tommy. I barely know how to go forward.
Wait for me. Do you know how hard it is to run in a flower girl dress?
Without the wedding march?
Without the flower girl? Without Chucky?
Go, go, go! Start!
Coco, we can't start yet. Chucky's not here.
Oh, darling, we will tell him all about it.
But I want to share this moment with my son.
That is what videotape is for. Go ahead.
Bonjour, everyone. I would like to welcome the family and friends of Monsieur and Madame.
Yes, yes, yes. They can read that in the program. Let's begin.
What you drawing, Kimmy?
It's a green thumb.
It's a pickle-y leg. It's Reptar.
Right.
No, I mean it's really Reptar.
How do we get out of here?
I think it's that way. No, that way.
As long as you're sure.
Hiya, Reptar!
Kimmy looks like a bug from here.
Let's pick her up. Wow, I've never been on this ride before.
Wait, Petswick, get your own flow.
Going somewhere, my heart. Chilean friend. You babies cannot hide from Jean-Claude, Super Escargot.
Would it be all right if I said a poem to my friend?
Charles would like to recite a poem to his bride.
It's our favorite, remember?
Have you babies for lunch? But not without the proper sauce.
You want a pizza, me, Sluggy?
Move over, Pipsqueak. I'll show you how it's done.
Stop wobbling, Chucky!
Don't tell me, tell my dream!
Oh, my shell! Stop! In the name of France!
Look, Chucky, I think they want us to stop.
Don't do it!
Okay, then, don't stop.
Squeaky giggles, wiggly toes, teeny tiny button nose, rosy lips and soft wet kisses.
Oh, madame, the babies are on their way to the church.
What? You bumbling idiot. You disgust me.
Auntie sends her love.
Come on, give it some gas.
No fans. But can somebody maybe open a window?
Okay. Hello, guys. About time you tinkleheads came to the rescue.
Tag! You're in!
Babies go round and round. I
them from the gown. They will not fly now. Their mommies have gone.
Idea.
Can you see the church? There it is!
Grasping fingers, dimpled chin, pudgy bellies, velvet skin.
Enough poetry! Marry us now!
Look, Chucky, we're almost there!
Yeah, there's the church!
Hello, my toddling tourists! This is where your tour of Paris comes to an end!
Chucky, we got to beat Robo's Nero. That mean lady's gonna be your new mommy!
Over my dead body!
Calm down, baby!
Save my dad!
For better or worse, next!
For richer or...
poor sickness!
And in health?
Oh, must we repeat everything?
I don't know. You told me.
What is going on?
Oh, dear Lord, I skipped a section.
Hurry, Jackie! Hey, look what I found!
Objects to this union? Speak now, or forever hold your peace.
I got to be brave. I got to be brave. No!
Chucky? He said his first word.
He's talking!
No! Chucky! Chucky! Oh, it's okay, it's okay, it's okay. Daddy's here.
And so is his new mommy.
Come here, little boy.
No.
Madame! Our kidnapping plot has failed.
Ignore that unemployed fool.
Coco, the wedding is off. You are not the woman I thought you were.
Hey, lady. Looks like your plan to trick Mr. Yummy Sushi didn't work after all.
Pretty flower girls should be seen, not her.
I would like to hear what the little one has to say.
Okay, but listen good, because I'm tired of telling this story. That cuckoo lady told her boss she had a kid's heart in a jar and she was gonna marry Mr. Chucky's daddy just so she could be president.
Listen, you traitor.
Now, Miss LaBouche, you are dismissed.
Dismissed? But no one fires Coco LaBouche. Labouche. Coco Labouche? Fires, artist! Coco Labouche is your own reptar! Off the gown! You will fall to combat, mice!
Listen, lady. Nobody messes with my dumb baby set mate!
I see London, I see France, I see Coco's underpants.
Well, take a picture. This is the last time you will see Coco or her underpants.
Oh, bad dog! Bad dog! Oh, Coco, away!
Go get him, Spike.
Looks like Spike found himself a little patootie. Come here, my little pumpkin pies.
Oh, come yeah.
Now for the cat.
What a holiday.
Chucky, I have something that belongs to you.
Thank you, Kira.
Chaz, I am so sorry. I wanted to tell you about Coco, but I couldn't...
No. It's my fault, Kira. I guess I got caught up in the romance of Paris. I'm sorry, little guy.
Oh, how my heart beats wild.
Each time I hold my precious child. Wait, you know that poem?
Oh, it is my favorite.
Now the bride and groom will cut the cake.
Now be careful, Kira. The nut is very sharp.
Wasn't the wedding beautiful?
Yeah, I'm just glad I didn't have to return the toaster oven this time.
Let me put it to you this way, Bob Father. We've been back home for a bunch of yesterdays, and you still haven't delivered the goods. You got your mommy wish, so what do I get, Snot Father?
Angelica, you show him no respect. You can't talk to him like...
Angelica, you come to me on the day of my daddy's wedding to ask me for Cynthia Chateau and a matching ponies and a bunch of distant stuff that I can't never get
you. There you are, you guys. Come on, the grown-ups are giving away all the cake.
Cake?
Game over.
Yay! Wah was a really nice bear.
Thanks. My old mommy gave him to me.
Do you ever miss her?
Sometimes, but then I remember that she's up there watching me from heaven. I guess I'm lucky. I got two mommies to look after me now.
There's my little guy. Kimmy, sweetheart, may I have this dance?
Chucky, would you like to dance with your new mommy?
When you know you're not alone, the one you love.
Blaster.
Cynthia, that frosting flower has our names bitten all over it.
Who do you babies think you are?
Well, I'm Tommy, and this is Lil.
She calls us dumb.
Give me that cake right now!
Good throw, Dilly.
That's it! Prepare to meet your caker!
Hey, guys, what you doing?
Hey, Susie!
Take me!
it was nice, the party was pumping.
V-I-O.
And everybody having a ball.
V-I-O.
Until the fellas start the name calling.
V-I-O.
And the girls respond to the call. I have a pool with shout out.
Who let the dogs out?
Bashcroffy, get back, you flea infested mongrel.
Who let the dogs out?
Ashton Chicago.